Cards Daily is presented by Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
When you play good, you play good. I don't care who it's against. And I don't think it mattered who was out there.
All right, Coach Arians on Blaine Gabbert making plays against the twos and threes. Paul Calvisi with Cards Daily. Here in the press room where the media continues to press Bruce Arians on whether Gabbert really has a chance in this QB battle to go from number three to number two.
There's a chance, but it's a long way to go. And Drew just knows the offense so well.
Anytime you can get in a game situation, the reps are invaluable. Just because you go out there, you practice day in and day out for the same defense, the same guys each and every day. But anytime you can carry that over to a game where you're playing a different opponent, they don't know what plays are coming, they haven't seen the same plays over and over and over again, you can really see how this offense can get rolling.
I thought his accuracy was outstanding because those balls over the middle were not his first, they were not primary receivers.
Yeah, B.A. told us in Canton that he liked the fact that Blaine Gabbert made a lot of those completions on his second and third reads, that he went through his progressions. As for Gabbert, he told us he doesn't lack for confidence, doesn't need to rebuild that. As for other players who jumped off the game film.
As Baker, I thought played really fast. Rudy Ford played really well. I was really surprised because he hadn't played a safety that long. And but he closed a lot of ground fast. Kim Dichie was very disruptive. Olsen Pierre was disruptive. Hassan played solid.
All right, going back to the first name that B.A. listed there, rookie safety Buda Baker. He was the Cardinals' leading tackler in the first half. And B.A. says if he hadn't missed the offseason, he'd be pushing first team.
Made some tackles. Maybe one play that I didn't like was I could have blitzed off the edge and maybe had a tackle for loss, but I got caught up. So maybe one of those type of things. For me, I'm just trying to take it day by day, not trying to think about the future. So if I get better, you know, day by day, once regular season comes up, I feel like I'll be at my best.
All right, the other name in there, Robert Kimdichie, has heard the word disruptive so much, it's pretty much become his middle name. In fact, listen to B.A. recap Saturday's practice.
Kimdichie, again, had a really good practice from what I saw because he was in our backfield all the time.
Because, you know, as a D-line, you know, we, you know, hone on getting vertical and, you know, penetrating disruption. And that's something I want to pay attention to. And doing that, you know, can always lead to good things.
All right, now the bad news. T.J. Logan, the rookie return man who had pretty much earned both jobs in the Hall of Fame game, is out 12 weeks with a dislocated wrist.
That's a blow to him, you know. He was just about to make a nice roll for himself. And he obviously looked electric on the kick returns and the punt returns. So somebody else just had to step up and do it.
Definitely tough. Won't see T.J. Logan again until about week 8. Cardinals this week going to see the Raiders. The starters, according to B.A., are going to see about 15 plays. In fact, speaking of Coach Arians, we'll leave you with Robert Kimdichie on B.A.'s Tough Love.
It was him trying to motivate me to get better, period, you know. And that was what he wanted to do. And, you know, that thing is that I knew that he was trying to say to motivate me, it stuck with me, so.